Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, want to remind you about the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, November 7th. They'll be broadcast live on Rural TV. That's Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com on the Internet. They'll be starting the Superior Sunrise Show at 7:30 a.m. Central Time, followed by the video auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. 16,750 head of cattle will be sold this go-round, 4,550 head of yearling steers, 1,200 yearling heifers, 7,400 weaned calves, and 550 calves on cows. Also, 2,150 head of bred stock and weighed cows will be offered as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at your convenience, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's have a quick visit about our livestock futures. And livestock futures ended up nicely yesterday. Very positive day for livestock.
Yes, they did, Dave. Now, they didn't really start that way. We started with some mixed to lower trade in our cattle complex. Then they reversed the trade higher and closed with some contracts having triple-digit gains. Now, despite the higher trade, most of the contracts were unable to take out the highs that were made back on Friday. Now, choice box beef was down 47 cents. Select boxes up 77 on a movement of 91 loads. Cattle kill yesterday estimated 113,000 head, and cash feeder index was up 30 cents. Lean hogs yesterday traded and closed positive. Yesterday saw the close for December cattle $1 higher. January feeders up $1.32, and December lean hogs were 82 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we look at our grain futures yesterday, the wheat futures positive in Chicago and Kansas City, but corn and soybeans in particular still negative.
That's right, Dave. Our wheat was able to close positive. Now, early in the session, we saw the wheat, corn, and soybeans all trading negative, but by the end of the day, Chicago and Kansas City wheat did make it back to the positive side. And we're looking at our corn harvest being 65% complete nationwide. That versus the five-year average of 73%. Soybean harvest is at 83% done, right in line with the five-year average. The winter wheat crop is 90% planted. 77% of it has emerged. The wheat, good to excellent condition, stayed unchanged from last week at 59%. We're looking at Kansas, 64% good to excellent, Texas, 51%, and Oklahoma, 49% good to excellent. And we're seeing a big downside today in our crude oil. December crude oil had a low this morning of 75.84, the lowest since May 19th of 2009. At the moment, December KC wheat is 4.25 cents lower. December corn down 7 cents. January soybeans trading 15.5 lower. December cotton down 64 points. December crude oil down $2.10. Dollar index is 11 cents lower this morning. And December Dow Jones futures trading 22 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet by using 866 Go to Tom.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.